This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The counting of votes is underway for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana, and results are expected soon. The counting began at 8 in the morning with postal ballots counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for smooth counting with a three-tier security arrangement. In Jammu and Kashmir, 873 candidates were in the fray whose political fate is being decided in today's counting. 28 counting centres have been set up across the Union Territory. In Jammu and Kashmir, former Chief Minister and National Conference leader Omar Abdullah is leading from both Budgam and Ganderbal seats. Peerzada Muhammad Syed of Congress is ahead from Anantnag seat. Abdul Majid Bhatt of National Conference is ahead in Anantnag West. Sajjad Ghani Lone of Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference is leading in Handwara. Mohammad Yusuf Tariq Ami of CPIM is ahead in Kulgam. Senior Congress leader Ghulam Mohammad Mir is leading from Duru seat. Dr. Bashir Ahmad Viri of National Conference is leading from Sri Gufwara Bijbehara seat of Anantnag district against Iltaja Mufti, daughter of PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti. BJP candidate Balwant Singh Mankotia is leading from the Chennani constituency of Udhampur. Trends available for all 90 seats in the Union Territory show Jammu and Kashmir National Conference is leading in 42 seats, Bharatiya Janata Party in 26, Indian National Congress 9, Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party 3, Jammu and Kashmir People Conference 2, Communist Party of India Marxist 1, Independence in 7. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in three phases on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of this month. Counting is also underway for 90 assembly seats in Haryana, voting for which was held on the 5th of this month. 90 counting centres have been set up across 22 districts of the state. Today's result will decide the fate of 1,031 candidates. In Haryana, BJP leader and Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini is leading from Ladwa seat. Congress leader and former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda is ahead from Gadi Sampla Kiloi seat in Rohtak. Manoj Kumar of BJP is ahead from Hatin seat in Palwal. BJP's Nikhil Madan is leading from Sonipat seat. Haryana Minister Moolchand Sharma is ahead in Ballabgarh. Independent candidate Devendra Kardian is leading in Ganaur seat. Wrestler Vinesh Fogart from Congress is ahead from Julana constituency. In the state's trends available for all 90 seats show BJP is leading in 50, Congress in 34, International Lok Dal in 1, Bahujan Samaj Party in 1, Independents in 4. News just in Jammu and Kashmir, the first result has gone in favour of BJP. Party candidate Darshan Kumar has won from Basholi seat. Today is Indian Air Force Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the Indian Air Force on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The Air Force is admired for their courage and professionalism, and their role in protecting the nation is extremely commendable." The Prime Minister has also shared a video highlighting the success of the Indian Air Force and how it has become one of the most powerful forces in the 21st century. Domestic benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading green in today's early trade. The Sensex was up 344 points or 0.42% at 81,394 to trade, and Nifty was up 114 points or 0.46% at 24,910 when reports last came in. Among the sectoral indices, FinService, PSU Bank, FMCG, Media, Private Bank, Infra Services and Healthcare were major gainers. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with Dadasaheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Our correspondent reports the awards will be conferred in various categories to celebrate the excellence in filmmaking, storytelling and acting. Rishabh Shetty will receive the Best Actor Award for Kannada film Kantara. The Best Actress Award will be given to Nithya Menon for Tamil film Thiruchitrambalam and Manasi Parekh for Gujarati film Kutch Express. And with that, we end this news bulletin.